The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Overton. I'm your host. It is Wednesday, May 18th. If you are listening to the podcast in audio form, if you are watching on YouTube, youtube.com/pick6, live every day at 1 p.m. from now until the rest of eternity. It is Tuesday, May 17th. We are hanging out, and we're going to do some quarterback tiers today with my good super friends, Ryan Wilson and John Breach. What's up, fellas?
Breach, have you heard Brinson ever sound less excited to spend a few minutes with us?
And I think we haven't done a podcast together in like 2 weeks, 10 days since the schedule. Yeah. It's been a while. I thought maybe he would be sad or overjoyed that we are here with him, but I guess not.
Nope.
I love talking to you guys. I'm not unexcited about it. I'm just like, yeah, it's just had a long weekend, wedding weekend. And the other thing is, you know,
your wife got remarried. Great. Congratulations.
Wait, is the wedding coming up this week?
No, my buddy Will Newman got married. Will and Braden. Will and Braden Newman got married.
Newman!
He missed an opportunity there. If he would have married someone named Grace, could have been Will and Grace.
Oh, good call, Breach.
That's always a good reason to marry somebody.
Breach is on fire. Was it his first wedding?
Yeah, he's younger. They're younger.
His first wedding this year.
They got married in High Point, my hometown, and got to go back and hang out.
You know what High Point's claim to fame is, Breach?
That it's next door to Low Point.
Furniture capital of the world.
It's the what?
Furniture capital of the entire world.
What?
Yes. Furniture? The furniture capital of the world.
Why do they make so much furniture?
Also home to Tubby Smith.
I don't know if I believe any of this.
That is true. And Tubby Smith just retired from coaching at High Point University.
Oh, I didn't know he went back there. Good for old Tubby. What a great nickname, Tubby Smith.
Tubby Smith, I guess probably the third most famous person to ever come out of High Point.
Who, your buddy and his wife? And then Tubby?
Behind me, obviously. And then,
oh, you're from High Point?
Oh, God.
I thought you were from Raleigh.
I just said they got married in my hometown of High Point, North Carolina.
Yeah, as you know, we're not listening to each other.
It's impossible. And number two, of course, Fantasia, who won.
Oh, right.
Fantasia. Season one of American Idol.
One of those shows, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. I forgot.
If you pull into High Point, it says home of Fantasia.
Is Ryan Seacrest from North Carolina too?
I don't know that.
He may not be. I thought one of those other guys were too.
Dunwoody, Georgia.
Ah, I knew he was from the South. I was close. Two states off.
Yep, just several thousand miles off. 100 miles off, maybe. Anyway, Jason Lockenfora, our colleague and friend, did a quarterback tiers ranking on CBSSports.com. And, Nada helpfully says, Kelly Clarkson was season one of American Idol? I didn't know she was American Idol. I thought she was just, like, famous.
Oh, no, I knew. I'd never watched that show, but I think that's how I remember her being
Season three was Fantasia.
You guys want to hear an embarrassing fun fact? I've been to...
You were season two.
Multiple Kelly Clarkson concerts in my life. Oh,
by the way, Brent, before we get going, last week, the last time you bailed on the Mailback podcast, one concert you have to attend every week for the rest of your life, Breach selected Hootie. Mm-hmm. Nada selected Prince cover band, because Prince is with our dear Lord Jesus Christ. And I selected Tribe. So who are you going with? Once a week, you get to go to this concert. It's going to be something stupid, Breach, like Fish or Rage Against the... What's it?
Panic?
Panic, yeah. Thank you.
widespread Panic Against the Machine or something?
Yeah, Panic Against
the Machine. Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely going... I mean, probably Fish or maybe Fish or Widespread. What? That's a freebie.
It's a lot of acid.
not really that much.
What you say? I don't know if it's that much.
I don't think it's that much. Yeah. Is Fantasia still singing and doing stuff?
I don't know. You're the mayor of High Point. You tell us.
I haven't really seen anything. Should be turning 38 soon. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, times.
I'll be turning 41 in a couple of weeks.
Time's getting away from us.
Wilson will be hitting his...
Don't say it.
50th anniversary in a few weeks.
49. I'm 8 years older than you idiots.
I meant your anniversary.
How am I going to be married longer than I was alive?
It was meant to be.
Oh.
Pre-arranged wedding. Right. Actually, my parents are coming up. 50th wedding anniversary, June 1st.
Mm. That's a good run. I don't know. What's the 50th anniversary thing, Breach? Like, wood is year one, I think. Paper's year one. What's
I don't know. I'm not even to five yet.
Gosh.
Breach is like five is like cat fur or something. Gives Rachel this like little like scarf. It's like, oh my God, this is so wonderful, John.
Oh, no, he 100% knitted socks out of cat fur.
It's the golden anniversary. We're dumb. 50th is the golden anniversary.
There you go.
I mean, 50 is sort of the like 50 and 75 were kind of the big
75. You're just like, let me out of this.
That's 10's a big one. 10's the first big milestone because you have to double.
Thank you, John. 10, 25 are also very important. But
what
50 is kind of like if you 50 is like one of all, first of all, both of you have to live that long, so you both have to make it like for you better make it past like 75 more than likely.
So, Breach, you're looking at the list. What's 10?
Oh, I wasn't looking at.
Oh, I thought you were looking at. All right, never mind. All right, let's get not as good things to do. Let's get this right one.
So the quarterback tiers, and before we get into the quarterback tiers, or we can. So JLC's heroes tiers, tier one.
It sounds like you're talking about him crying. By the way,
I know tears for fears.
Yeah, tears for fears are great too. Everybody wants to.
10th anniversary is aluminum.
that sucks.
Yeah, by your wife's from siding.
Here's a Coke can, lady.
He said you like Diet Coke. Tier one is bona fide franchise quarterbacks. Pretty self-explanatory. Right?
Yeah, I think so.
Tier two, let's get through tier one because I think this is kind of the easiest one. And then it gets a little dicey without JLC set it up. All right. Let me know if there's anybody that I name who you would not have in this tier. This is JLC's list. Patrick Mahomes. We're all good with that. Tom Brady. Aaron Rodgers. Josh Allen. Justin Herbert. Lamar Jackson. Russell Wilson. Matthew Stafford. Joseph Burrow.
How many tiers are there? Five?
We will probably alter things a little bit. He has tier seven. He has seven tiers.
So bona fide franchise quarterbacks is the heading for his. So yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously there's some variation within this group, but I did a quick ranking of these guys. And the lowest rated guy, I think, was Joe Burrow. And I had Joe Burrow ranked as the I had Lamar ranked as the 11th best quarterback. I did a quick math there.
I think the he doesn't really explain it, but I think the general logic is either capable of winning an MVP or capable of winning a Super Bowl. You get to the playoffs with this quarterback, and they can carry you to the Super Bowl or to a title.
Let me throw out two names real quick that I had on my top 10 that aren't on this and. For reasons that you're sort of alluding to, Dak Prescott and Derek Carr.
Yeah, I don't think that they would quite meet the classifications. So, for instance, every quarterback in this class or in this group, in this tier, has either won a Super Bowl: Mahomes, Brady, Rodgers,
Burrow,
Wilson, Stafford, has been to a Super Bowl, Burrow, and lost. Has won an MVP, Lamar Jackson, or we feel like could win an MVP, Allen and Herbert.
Win an MVP / go to the Super Bowl.
Well, one of those guys has not even been to the playoffs.
Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert.
Yeah, speak up, Breach. Your mic is acting up.
Yeah, I just feel like Herbert is, I mean, I'm not ready to move Herbert down a tier. Like I understand
it's not Herbert's fault that they haven't gone to the playoffs.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Well, let me ask this, Breach. What are there names that you don't want on this list? Names you want on this list? I mentioned Dak and Derek Carr.
No, I think, well, when we look at the rest of JLC's tiers and we'll get down to him, you could put Burrow in the rising stars category, or Herbert in the rising stars category.
Well, let me ask you this. Who's better, Herbert or Joe Burrow? If you put both of them on the Lions, who do you want?
Burrow.
Brinson?
It's really close.
Is it? I feel like I'm taking Justin Herbert just for the athleticism. I love Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow's, I mean, it's really close.
Okay.
I wouldn't have a problem moving. See, I think I just have an issue with JLC's class, like the names of the tiers. That would be my beef. It's like, I would want bona fide franchise quarterbacks, and that'd be like, you know, one step, like not one step below. He has his second tier is top pros. Okay, so do we want to take Herbert out of this group?
I don't, but we can do majority rules.
So no, we don't have to.
I don't. I'm not, I mean, and this is also
like Herbert's good. There's no, like that. Let me be clear on that, Herbert. I'm either saying put him in this franchise group or put him in the rising star group based on JLC's tiers.
So here's the thing. If we're taking one name out of this list, my top two names, it's going to be Matthew Stafford and Thomas Brady. Those are the first two names I'm dropping.
What?
What?
Oh, wow.
Well, Tom Brady's playing another year before he buys a team or does whatever he's doing. I wonder if this is the year that he probably is just closer to average. He'll still be great, whatever. I get it.
I wouldn't take that. Yeah.
And Matt Stafford, as we've talked about and we're not talking to irrational Brinson, he was okay last year. He wasn't like lights out.
Right? He threw for well over 4,000 yards and 41 touchdowns. He was great last year.
I would think the Super Bowl was perfectly emblematic of the year that Matthew Stafford had, where
Matthew Stafford's not coming off this top list. That's outrageous. The three names that you would take off this list would be Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, and Lamar Jackson. If you're down to next level guys that you think you can win a Super Bowl with, but you don't know you can.
Look how mad he's getting, Breach. Go ahead.
I know. And I was saying to Wilson's
Joe Burrow,
point,
you won a Super Bowl.
To Wilson's point, the Super Bowl was very emblematic of Stafford's season with the Rams, where he threw those two interceptions. You're like, oh my God. But then he played so well. He's throwing no-look passes. He throws three touchdown passes.
Breach, he threw the arm punt to – who's the San Francisco defender that dropped it?
To Tart.
Yeah, Jaquiski Tart. Jaquiski
that
Tart.
Wasn't in the Super Bowl.
That's the point.
And also, you like the – oh, my God, the interception in the Super Bowl. One wasn't even his fault.
Anyway, go ahead, Breach.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying is that – but
Breach is still making up excuses for the Super Bowl L that the Bengals took.
There we go. You ruffled his feathers.
Oh, we missed!
He is on edge.
He can't make a good argument for why.
If you're taking anybody out of this list.
I told you who my two are.
You're taking out Tom Brady?
Or Matthew Stafford.
You're a fool.
You, sir, are a fool.
I would be taking out the three guys on this list who have never been signed to a contract extension by the team that drafted them.
That's because they're the youngest people on this list.
Well, then you could put them in the rising stars or... Like you could put Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, and Joe Burrow in the next tier as like.
Well, let me ask you this, Brinson. If we're having the franchise quarterbacks list, and obviously JLC has what, nine guys here on the top tier.
Yeah.
If there was a draft tomorrow among NFL teams.
No, that's not. No.
He's taking Matthew Stafford.
No, it's a franchise QB is exactly that. Who are the first nine quarterbacks taken? They're the franchise quarterbacks.
I think this is the list of guys that are taken.
You just got dunked on by Breach.
How did I get dunked on?
Breach is right though. I mean,
no, I didn't dunk on him.
My whole point is I'm fine with this list and would like to move on to the next tier so all we right. can keep going in the stupid
just take Matthew Stafford off and I'd be okay with it.
My God, you're just trolling. So my issue is like his second tier is top pros and proven winners.
Oh my God. I read 2022 quickly and I thought it said Ryan, Wilson. I was like, how did I get this?
and I just think that like, if I'm having a second, like I want a second tier. That's okay. All right. If we want to call it that tier, that's fine. You wouldn't move like Joe Burrow and Ryan Tannehill down to top pros, proven winners, right? Like they're too, You know what I'm saying? Like they're too like
young.
Yeah. I would, however, move. He has Matt Ryan and Deshaun Watson. And I would move up Derek Carr. Yeah. Tier two, not a correctly identified. It's not top tier, but still good. I would move up Derek Carr, Kirk Cousins.
Ugh, nope.
Dak Prescott, Kyler Murray. And maybe Ryan Tannehill into that.
No, that's too liberal. How many tiers are you going to have? I guess is the question. If you're only having three tiers, yes.
Four tiers. I mean, he has no one. He has literally an empty tier of like he has no one in the tier of rising stars.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. It's hard to do because we're sort of doing Jason's and we're redoing ours on the fly. But I get the guys you're saying. I'm down on Kirk Cousins. You like him more. I think Brett Breach does as well. And the other one you mentioned, Tannehill, a hard pass on Tannehill. I could be talked into Kirk Cousins. Tannehill, no.
The other and the only guy I think Dak Prescott needs to be on this tier.
Yeah, he said Dak.
Yeah, no. Well,
I think Derek Carr needs to be on that tier too.
Yeah, Derek Carr. I think we all agree.
Okay.
I don't reach your with Derek Carr there, right?
Yeah,
what
yeah.
What about Kyler Murray?
I don't know. Like he's just it's hard to tell. Is he going to be angry if he doesn't get a contract? He and Cliff Kingsbury mailed in every December.
He's getting a contract.
But I do agree with Brinson's point from the original tier where if a guy has not got his second contract, then he should still qualify for the rising stars here. He should either qualify for the franchise QB tier or the rising stars, not for this top pros proven winners because you haven't been around long enough. So yeah. I put Kyler in the rising stars tier.
So Brinson, I'll ask you the same question I asked Breach last time we talked when you were off fishing or whatever you were doing. Regarding Deshaun Watson, if you are the Browns, would you rather have Deshaun Watson? Would you rather be without Deshaun Watson for the first 3 weeks and the last 3 weeks, or without him for the first 7 weeks? In terms of suspensions, like I'm thinking of creative ways to suspend him if you're the NFL.
Did you ask me that? Or
yeah, I've already asked Breach.
They just Breach. What was I saying again? Sorry.
I mean, imagine being married to this person, Breach, just staring out the wall.
That's why AK got remarried over the weekend.
I was wondering why he's being so quiet. He's never been that quiet for that long.
I was just thinking.
Except when his wife's talking to him and he's.
Oh my God! Just ask me the question again.
If you're the Browns, mm-hmm. would you rather be without Deshaun Watson for weeks 1 through 3, and then the final 3 weeks? Or the first 7 weeks?
1 through 3 and no, that's a good question. 1 through 3 in the final 3, because that's 6 versus 7.
Yeah, but the final 3 could be incredibly important, and you get the first 7 out of the way.
Sure.
Great
talk. Yeah. All right, anyway. Britton, apparently we were on the same page, because Wilson's just trying to push this crazy suspect. I want the fewest games. I don't care where they are on the calendar. I don't care how it's
all right.
You can say you want to be suspended all the odd games and half the even games. I want half the even games.
What about this, Breach? First 7 games or last 6 games then?
Last 6.
Dang, you staying with it. All right. Fair enough.
Okay. So top pros, proven winners. We're going to add Derek Carr and Dak Prescott. I think that's fair. We are not going to add Kyler Murray. I feel like Kirk Cousins, like this is embodies everything about this tier.
No, tier 4, which JLC has him in, is called you can win with them. Bah. That's what Kirk Cousins is.
Yeah,
you can win with him. Your ceiling is not the Super Bowl. That's it. You know, it, Ryan Tannehill, your ceiling's not the Super Bowl. These are guys, they might get you to the playoffs.
Your ceiling is the playoffs.
All right.
Yeah, these tiers, by the way, as I look through them and see the titles of them, aren't necessarily linear. He's just
correct.
Like tier 3, for example.
Tier 3 is probably better than tier 2.
That's right. It's just a different label based on the age.
Yeah. So the issue is JLC made the list several years ago and now is like putting, you know, like keeping the same names on the tiers instead of just re-tiering everything. At any rate, I just don't think there's that big a difference between Derek Carr and Kirk Cousins.
There's a huge difference.
Is there?
Yeah. Like, okay. I'm trying to think. What's the team? Let's see. What's the team?
I would take Derek Carr over Kirk Cousins.
Every day of the week. I'm trying to think. Oh, here's – all right. Let's do good. Would you rather have Derek Carr on the Vikings or would you have Kirk Cousins on the Vikings?
I just think that I don't think there's a huge difference. I mean, like,
there's a remarkably huge difference.
All right. Derek Carr is 57 and 70 in his career. 65% completions. Averages. How many yards is he average? Come on, PFR.
He's playing on some bad teams, though.
Can't do them.
Kirk Cousins is playing on some average to above average teams every year.
Oh, my God. He played for Washington, Minnesota. My God, man. Derek. All right, Derek Carr, the math machine on PFR doesn't want to throw me a bone here. Anyway, like, Kirk Cousins averages 4,200 passing yards per season, completes 68% of his passes, 57 and 52 in his career, you know, averages about 30 touchdowns and 10 picks a season. Like, they're just sort of the same player, man.
Okay, you take him, and we'll take Derek Carr. Like, if I'm the Steelers, if I'm the Steelers, I'd much, much, much rather have Derek Carr than Kirk Cousins. Like, okay. It's not even close. I would give a first round pick for Derek Carr. I would be mad about giving up a third round pick for Kirk Cousins.
What?
You would rather give up a first round pick for Derek Carr than a third round pick for Kirk Cousins? No way in hell.
I was on your side, Wilson, until you just said that.
That idiot. Like, what?
You sound like me talking about Gardner Minshew. Yeah. What happening? Are you?
An idiot sandwich.
You two idiots are the bread. It's like I'm talking to my 10-year-old with you two morons.
It's no wonder your terrible hot takes got Brady Quinn trending on Twitter.
I didn't do nothing. I just put it out.
Like,
there.
My point is that I just think both guys have like their ceilings are capped in terms of what they're going to be on any given year. I don't feel confident that either one is going to win me a Super Bowl.
Well, that's why you're not a owner of a football team. I was gonna say you're not a fan of a team. You're the Panthers fan, but you don't like to talk about it. I'm just telling. All right, Breach, here you go.
The Steelers like paid Mitch Trubisky and drafted Kenny Pickett, but I mean,
sure. Good point. Breach, if you're the Bengals and Joe Burrow is taking a year off to ride his bicycle across the country, who do you want? Derek Carr or Kirk Cousins?
He's already said he likes Derek Carr better.
Yeah, definitely Derek Carr.
All right, first.
Derek Carr takes more risks. If you have good receivers, I would rather have a quarterback who's willing to take risks than Mr. Check Down and play it safe Kirk Cousins.
Derek Carr's been Mr. Check Down. Oh, my God. Look, they are just not.
Yes, Derek Carr has absolutely been that, but he's under over the past year or two, he's gotten involved. A little bit of a change.
They're just not meaningfully different quarterbacks.
They are.
I don't disagree with that. And the thing is, that is the other tier that JLC should have added is this guy might get you the playoffs, but you're not winning a Super Bowl with him. And that's where we would have lumped Derek Carr and Kirk Cousins and Ryan Tannehill. And
see, that's what I sort of think this is. Top pros, proven winners. It's
top pros, proven winners feels like guys you could maybe win a Super Bowl with. I think Matt Ryan, Deshaun Watson could both win a Super Bowl.
I mean, Matt Ryan had a I don't know about it at this point. I don't think
this is Matt Ryan's ever been on. The Colts could win the Super Bowl this year.
It's not the best team he's been on.
It's one of he's been playing since 2008. It's one of the top three teams he's ever been on. Top three rosters he's ever played with.
I don't know if that's correct.
And I'm saying top one because he's never played with a defense this good, along with he's never had this type of rushing attack. The receiver's really the only question since he played with Julio from 2011 till whatever, 2009.
Yeah, I guess it's only just kind of a question, right? Michael Pittman in his third year versus Julio freaking Jones at his prime. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the rest of the roster. Receivers aren't the only part of the roster. I said this is the best roster. You're pinpointing one position. Jonathan Taylor is better than any running back you ever played with in Atlanta.
And he played on two 13-win teams in Atlanta, and then on an 11-5 team where he won AP MVP. Like, let's see how this team is first where we call it the third best team of his career.
Top three. You could say maybe two, maybe one, but no, top three.
Top four.
I'm going to say top three.
This is so stupid.
So you don't think Matt Ryan can win a Super Bowl? Is it because he's playing for the Colts and Phillip Rivers couldn't win one? Are you still bitter about that, Brenton?
I like Matt Ryan this year. I'm saying that I think Matt Ryan, at his age of 37, it's actually his birthday today. Happy birthday, Matt Ryan, May 17th, 1985. I think that he qualifies as a top pro / proven winner, somebody you know you can win with, but we don't think is going to win the Super Bowl this year.
Okay.
I think he's going to win the Super Bowl this year. I said it right now. I'm saying it.
All right.
You're not picking the Colts to win the Super Bowl.
I'm picking the Colts.
He's picking whoever you pick, so you back out.
I can't believe I talked about him picking the Rams and the Rams
he
won
talked
it all.
Himself out of that.
That's an all-timer.
And then he tried to talk himself back into it like we didn't have receipts.
But the irony is that they beat the Bengals in the Super Bowl.
I mean, that is a great, great, great irony.
Yeah. Let me ask you another question, Brinson, that I asked Breach. We were talking about Elon Musk for some reason at the last on the Mailbag podcast. What do you think Breach said to this question? I said, Breach, you can be guaranteed a Bengals Super Bowl in the next 5 years. At least once to win a Super Bowl. Maybe they win all five. You don't know. Or would you rather have the payout of the SEC fine that Elon Musk had to pay for, what was it about, Breach? He said 420-something. Like, he was making a pot joke about Tesla or something. He tweeted it out, and the SEC fined him a certain amount. Would you rather have that amount, which actually turned out to be $20 million, or would you rather be guaranteed? What do you think Breach said?
Breach took the money.
In a second, he took the money.
Didn't even flinch.
$20 million.
Yeah, I'm taking, yeah.
Screw I told Wilson I would buy front row tickets to every Super Bowl for the next 5 years and wear a Bengals jersey. It doesn't matter if they're playing it.
I would make you a huge loser.
No.
Yes, you're like, what, you go to a Super Bowl with a bunch of other teams? And
I would be the Marlins jersey? Man of Super Bowls. I'd be in the front row with my $20 million. People would be celebrating, wondering if I'm going to show up every year.
No, no one would think that.
Everyone
would be like, is that dumbass in the Bengals jersey coming back thinking that they're going to be here when they're not? Because did you say I'm the Marlins man of the Super Bowl? Do you think that's people good. Respect and like Marlins man?
He's rich.
I don't care. I think there are some people that would like to sit front row at multiple sporting events. So in that sense, they respect them, but maybe they don't like them.
I wonder if anyone's taking the Super Bowl. Like who? Like a Lions fan or a Browns fan?
Why doesn't Brinson, why don't you tweet that out? Would you rather have $20 million or your favorite team is guaranteed to win at least one Super Bowl in the next 5 years?
I mean, I think, like, I mean, 90% of the people are taking $20 million.
Everyone, you got to lower the dollar amount to like 20.
I didn't know what the fine was. I just guessed it. Then we looked at the fine. All right. What about,
I think $20,000 would be, or maybe $10,000.
$20,000. What are you doing?
Maybe I'm picking the Super Bowl in that.
I think that's the thing. What about $200,000?
Yes, I'm taking the money there.
$200,000.
You take. Once you get the six figures, I'm taking the money.
What about $999,999?
Wait. You're taking. You would take $100,000 over a Bengals Super Bowl in the next 5 years.
Yeah.
It's the most selfish thing I've ever heard of.
No, you didn't hear the rest. Under Wilson's hypothetical, the Bengals could still win the Super Bowl when I got the money. This is not. Preclude them from winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they have the same chances of winning the Super Bowl as they've had the last 50 years.
It's not guaranteed to win.
That is the most selfish thing I've ever heard.
No. Is it?
You're pretty selfish.
What if they win the Super Bowl in year six when the thing's over and I have my money and they won the Super Bowl?
You could guarantee your father sees a Bengals championship in his lifetime. You could end the pain and suffering of an entire NFL franchise and fan base, but no, you got to have, and you got to pay taxes on it too, by the way. So you're definitely.
No, it's tax free.
It's tax free. Oh, for $100,000?
He's going to buy 37 cars. Why
do you put it like that?
He's going to buy 37.
You're such a selfish clown for that. That is horrible.
You're saying I should not take the money for the greater good so that everyone can still make more people happy. That's what you're saying.
You know what you could do that could be a loophole? You could do a GoFundMe and say, if I don't get more than $100,000, let's GoFundMe, then I'm taking the money and running, sucker. That's a good loophole.
Oh, my God.
I wonder how much you get.
Then the downside is when the Bengals don't win. It's like, right. Yeah, you said, it's like, actually, no, Wilson said it was a guarantee. It turns out there's no.
What does he know? He's an idiot.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a quick break when we come back. Tier number three.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Anywho, I'm not going to comment on the commercial that would air on YouTube, but I am excited about seeing the new Top Gun.
Thank you, Goose.
Top Gun 2 has a 97% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Dang.
I don't think, is it called Top Gun 2?
Top Gun 2.
That's what it'd be called.
It's called like Top Gun.
Top Gun Maverick.
Top Gun Maverick. Rising Stars. All right. Not a saying. Let's go.
Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah. So in tier three, JLC has no one listed for Rising
zilch.
Stars.
Last year, it is zilch.
Last year, it had Joe Burrow, Trevor Lawrence, and Kyler Murray. So Burrow moved up. I'm fine with that. And Trevor Lawrence took a massive drop down.
Before you go on, let me just read what JLC wrote in the most recent article about the Rising Stars tier. I've been far too lenient with this category. Figured Lawrence was a generational talent and that even bumbling and disinterested Urban Meyer couldn't screw him up. Boy, was I wrong.
Yeah.
True to that.
What a wasted year and what a ways to go before he gets to where many of us anointed him. I will suggest that Trevor Lawrence is still a rising star.
No. Based on what?
I'm not worried. I'm not ready. Okay. Kyler Murray should still be in a rising star category.
Yeah. Trevor Lawrence, I'm fine putting him there.
I also think, as Nada suggested before the show, that Jalen Hurts should be in rising stars.
I think Jalen Hurts has shown more than Trevor Lawrence.
Yes. I mean, Trevor Lawrence is, dude, I'm just not going to like wipe a guy off the radar because of one bad rookie year with like the single worst coaching hire in the history of professional football.
I'm not saying wipe him off. We have a few more tiers to go. All right, go ahead. Who else is in this list?
Trying to wipe him off, Wilson.
Who else is there? Right? Kenny Pickett?
I don't think anybody from this class is going in there.
Mac Jones, Tua.
There you go. Mac Jones and Tua.
Mac Jones, I'll put in there.
Yeah, I wouldn't put Tua.
Tua, I think, is a Tua. So I would have a decision coming.
Before, what about
group? And it would include Daniel Jones, Justin Fields.
Justin Fields? What are you smoking?
Well, where do you put him?
Justin Fields. I mean, you talk about if Trevor Lawrence is a rising star and Justin Fields is, you got questions about? They're the same guy.
You can put Justin Fields in rising stars if you want. Trevor Lawrence is just better than Justin Fields.
Based on what?
Based on what? I mean, watching the film.
Oh, okay, Prisco. What are you talking about?
Trevor Lawrence had some great throws. I mean, I'm not worried about Trevor Lawrence.
But I can't. I mean,
I think it's really hard to. I mean, it's just hard to take these guys who are going to be second year quarterbacks in 2022 and figure out where to put them.
That's why I'm against putting Trevor Lawrence in this category because he played just as terribly as Justin Fields and Zach.
I think the other thing you could do is create. So like, I just disagree with JLC's tier. I just disagree with his tiers. I would have a too early to tell. And okay. I think you can go Davis Mills, Trey Lance, Zach Wilson, Trevor Lawrence, and Justin Fields. Like, I don't think any of those guys who were rookies last year, outside of maybe Mac Jones, you can definitively say this guy's going to be good or this guy's going to be bad.
That I agree with. I don't know why there's a difference between. In fact, according to our buddies Football Outsiders, Justin Fields, his DVOA, if you look at total value, he was 31st and Trevor Lawrence was 32nd. So same player. Zach Wilson was 34th. Andy Dalton, for those keeping score, was 29th because he's terrible.
Ahead of Zach Wilson, who was the number two overall pick. Wilson.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I feel like Brenton, you need to talk to JLC and tell him what your protocol and what your rules are for tier three with the Rising Stars. Just say it has to be anyone who's still on the rookie contract and qualified for the Rising Stars.
Yeah. So like, if you wanted to, you could put Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, and Kyler Murray in Rising Stars. Like that would be the group of rising stars that I would consider in that spot. Like, I'm definitely considered Justin Herbert and Joe Burrow franchise quarterbacks. Same thing with Lamar Jackson.
I do too. But if somebody said, hey, look, Joe Burrow's only played one full season, we don't know how he's going to shake out, or Justin Herbert's never been to the playoffs. You know, like, fine. If somebody wants to use those arguments and lower their tier, I get it. But like you, I do think both of those guys are franchise quarterbacks, even though I was on the fence with Herbert, but I do think he is one.
Exactly. Like we all think they're franchise quarterbacks, but I mean, it is, you know, we've seen dudes be great for 2 years and then, you know, like it's not out of control that they would, you know, that things could, you know, go in a different direction. I think there needs to be a too early to tell category. And I think that quarter, that category should feature. Anyway, top tier three rising stars. All right. We'll take Trevor Lawrence out. I would suggest that this is Kyler Murray, Jalen Hurts, and Mac Jones.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yep. I'm in.
I agree with Nada. Rising stars has to be 3 years of service time or less. It's Kyler's about to go into his fourth year. Yeah, so like if Kyler, you can't be a rising star in your fifth year, you know, like we're going into your fifth year.
That's like bringing on the practice squad in year eight and people expecting you to be a contributor.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. I'm looking over the names, make sure. No Tua.
No. Tua falls for me into decision coming. Unfairly, perhaps.
You're skipping a tier there.
Should there be the put up or shut up tier?
JLC's tier four is you can win with them,
which we already kind of talked about.
Game manager, system quarterbacks. I mean, I'm not moving Derek Carr up to proven vets.
I am
not unless you send Cousins too.
No, that's not a package.
He's a 30-year-old quarterback.
Okay, I don't care. How old is Matthew Stafford? Thank you.
He just won a Super Bowl, bro.
He did not. He got drugged to the Super Bowl. Was he the tractor or the trailer? He was a trailer. Ritz's mic must not be working.
I mean, look, I'm not going to sit here and be trolled about Matthew Stafford. Derek Carr and Kirk Cousins are the same person. They're going to the same tier. You pick.
Tannehill is in that conversation.
Tannehill and Cousins are the same person, by the way.
Tannehill is a you-can-win-with-them quarterback.
As is Kirby Cousins.
I really think the most divisive name on this list as far as where they should go, it's Kyler Murray.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Higher or lower?
I don't know. Like, I don't know if like he doesn't play the same style as Carr and Cousins, but I don't feel like he's ever going to win a Super Bowl.
But why is
that? And that's not to say he's not a good quarterback. I think he's a good quarterback, but I don't think he's a great quarterback.
Why is Dak Prescott on this list? That feels more egregious to me.
I feel like Dak's better than Kyler Murray. I agree. I said Dak. I would have Dak in tier two.
Yeah, okay. I agree.
I'm fine with Kyler and tier four with you can win with them.
And I think
these are the guys. Well, we've kind of said that these are the guys you can get to the playoffs with, but you're probably not going to win Super Bowl.
And Kyler shouldn't be in tier three because he's already played too long. I think this is the perfect place for Jameis Winston. Like, this is a Jameis Winston sweet spot.
So you have Carr, Cousins, Tannehill, Kyler, Jameis.
It's Cousins, Tannehill, Kyler, Jameis. And for now, Mac Jones, but we've had Mac Jones in the previous list. Tua, I think this is too high for Tua. Derek Carr is going to be in tier two for me and Brinson.
Yeah.
See what happens when he doesn't pay attention. He just agrees.
Just stop texting me between one and two, please. Just stop
texting you. What are you talking about?
I'm just like, could you open the back? Like, I don't.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant between tiers one and tier two. I haven't texted you anything between tiers one and tiers two. I got you.
Okay, so
this guy's so flustered.
He's completely lost his train of thought. We've got to start the Rams podcast.
Trolling and his wife's new husband wanting to get in the back gate. He doesn't know what to do.
We've got to start the podcast over.
He's a mess.
Derek Carr and Kirk Cousins are in the same tier together.
We've already moved on from that, and we've agreed that to disagree on that.
Jimmy Garoppolo, game manager.
He's hurt.
Why do you have to argue with everything? Do you not feel like tier four, Jimmy Garoppolo, game manager, system quarterback, checks out?
Yes, I would put him in tier four.
But wait, Kirk Cousins, or Jimmy G and Kirk Cousins the same person when healthy?
Yes, and so is Derek Carr.
Jimmy, Kirk, and Derek?
I mean, they said, yes, Jimmy Garoppolo, Derek Carr, Kirk Cousins, Ryan Tannehill. Game managers, system quarterbacks, guys you can win with. But if you quit acting like Derek Carr is going to go win you a Super Bowl all of a sudden.
He's going to win me one. He ranked eighth in total value last year, according to Football Outsiders. Just behind Kirk Cousins, sadly. That hurts. That hurts.
All right. Didn't see that coming. All right, I agree that Kyler Murray is the most divisive. I don't think that Jameis Winston fits in this category. I think he's a guy, a veteran, and a placeholder.
He was having a really good year last year before.
He's having a fine year.
No, his best year ever.
What are you talking about?
Reese just shook his head affirmatively.
I mean, it was good. It was
he attempted 161 passes.
He got hurt in October.
Oh my God. Wait, what about his season? Do you think was that amazing?
That he didn't throw 50 interceptions?
He had two games of 300 because they weren't throwing it all.
His first game of the year, he threw 5 touchdowns on 8 passes.
Woo! And he beat Aaron Rodgers.
That's pretty good.
Woo, doggy!
Thank you, Breach.
Lost your mind.
You just like to hate on Jameis. My man was.
I'm not hating on Jameis. He went 14 of 20 and they won 38-3. Like,
how many touchdowns did he throw again?
He had 4, maybe 5.
That's pretty good.
5 of his 14.
Next game, you went 11 of 22 and they lost 26-7. They were terrified to let Jameis do anything.
Okay, you be that way. I'll be my way.
He had 2 games where more than a third of his passes were touchdowns.
Thank you.
It's bonkers.
Brent's not here snitch tweeting on Jameis.
It's ridiculous. They're the best. He's acting like he was having this like amazing season. I mean, he was having a fun. Dude,
he's in the same tier as Ryan Tannehill, who threw 18 interceptions in the playoff loss to the Bengals.
His average game, he completed 59% of his passes last year. That is really hard to do in the modern NFL, playing for Sean Payton offense. He averaged 185.7 yards per game. He had 13 touchdowns and 3 interceptions.
Efficient. You know what? I agree with Brenton. I think he's a guy, veteran, and placeholder.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. We agree to disagree.
Jameis does not have the career success that Kirk Cousins, Derek Carr, Tannehill, or Jimmy Garoppolo have.
No, he doesn't. I mean, he's going to argue that.
Okay, so we're moving. All right. So anyone else you want to put into this tier 4?
No.
No, we good.
Yeah, I don't think so either. The only other one might be Jared Goff, but I think he's in that same tier with Jameis Winston.
Which is the next tier.
Yeah, so tier 5, guys, veterans, and placeholders.
Zilch. I think the ones that from 2021 also fit in 2022.
If you're in this tier of future, awkward for JLC that Nada's just way better at naming these tiers than JLC is. If you're in this tier, a future draft pick will be taking your job. That's a great call. Jared Goff, Carson Wentz,
Jameis,
Mitch.
Yeah, Mitch, a current draft pick will be taking your job, Mitch. Drew Lock.
Yeah.
No, because Drew Lock's in the next year.
It's good luck. It's good luck, not good luck, Breach.
No, because this tier is the placeholders who maybe you might have a little bit of success with. The next one is
just, I agree with that. Yeah.
So the next one is you're throwing your season away and letting these guys start.
Last year, Teddy Bridgewater made the list, understandably. Do you guys know who Teddy Bridgewater plays for? I just had to double check.
The Dolphins. Is it Dolphins? Or am I dumb?
Yeah, no, that's right. Because he's going to take over. It's going to be reverse draft pick.
I was only about 85% sure.
He's going to take over for Tua.
Yeah. So, yeah, I agree. I think this is Goff, Wentz,
Mitchell,
Jameis, and
Mitchell.
And Mitch Trubisky.
And look, man, you could put Tua here because Teddy Bridgewater could take it for by
looking. I think after you do this, like a future draft, tier 5. So, tier 6 for me, you can have, I think you can have, I would have 3 more tiers.
3 more than.
So I would have 6. I'm fine with a good luck tier. And it's like Drew Lock.
What's wrong?
Well, I see. I take it back. I would have 2 more tiers. I would have tier 6 for me would be too early to tell. And I think that's Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields,
Zach Wilson,
Trey Lance, and Davis Mills. And I think that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Tier 7 would be big decision coming.
Danny Dimes.
Danny Dimes and Tua, although because I don't think Tua can go into too early to tell, right?
No. This is it for him. He's got 1 year. He's got the best player at every position on offense. This is it. He doesn't get another chance.
Yeah, and then and you could do a final tier where it's like, good luck with that. And it's like Drew Lock.
Good luck with that.
Sam Darnold, Marcus Mariota.
The tiers, I would be fine ranking the tiers like 1 through 32.
And I feel like Wentz could be in that Tua tier.
Tua and Daniel Jones. Yeah,
Wentz.
Like, what, big decision coming?
Yeah, if he sucks this year, you can't stick with him.
No, I think that tier is one and done. Like, something has to happen for you not to get – something good has to happen.
I like one and done. Yeah, that's a good call.
Because you're getting fired. Like, Tua.
I just don't think Jared Goff, Carson Wentz, Drew Lock, Daniel Jones, it's just – these guys don't go together. Like, Justin Fields is not good luck. I mean, it's
– And that could be a function of playing in that offense, though. That could be good luck behind that offensive line, like playmakers. So, yeah, it needs a little more definition for our purposes, but for JLC's purposes, this is what worked for him, and I get it. I'm not going to keep bad-mouthing like you are.
I'm not bad about JLC. I think it's just like the presence of Justin Fields in that group kind of throws me off.
No, you want to put Justin Fields in the 1 year to prove himself group with Trevor Lawrence being a rising star.
I wanted to put it's too early to tell. It's just too early to tell. You cannot banish these guys into, you can't say they're budding superstars or there needs to just be it's only been 1 year and we're not going to freak out about it. Although, has it been two for Burrow and two for Herbert and two for Tua? Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
God, it feels like it. I mean, isn't it? It's crazy how where those three sit after just 2 years. Like, we're like Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, bona fide franchise quarterbacks. It's like Tua, if he messes up.
Yeah, but there's a reason for that. The first two are playing out of their minds. The other one is playing not terribly, but he's playing replacement level football.
Sure.
And I think after 2 years, you feel comfortable saying that there's nothing to worry about. Like, Breach, you're not trading Russ Wilson for Joe Burrow, are you?
No. Russ Wilson's too old.
Yep. Even at 31, what's he, 31?
No, I agree with that.
34?
Oh, is he that old?
Or he's going to turn, he turns 34 in November. So he's getting up there.
I'm trying to let's. So would you trade Dak Prescott for Joe Burrow?
Nah.
I don't think I wouldn't. You would take.
You mean would you?
My point is that 2 years in, you know what you have in Joe Burrow. 1 year in, the jury's still out on your quarterback, even if he has a good year.
Yes. Like you just simply can't say Trevor Lawrence isn't going to work out. Like, no one can know that.
Like, would you trade Russ Wilson for Mac Jones if you're the Patriots? I would 100 times out of 100.
Yeah, definitely.
My point is, he had one sort of good year, Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert. I mean, would you trade Patrick Mahomes for Justin Herbert if you're the Chargers?
No.
Would you give up Justin Herbert to get Patrick Mahomes?
If you're the Chargers. I don't think I would either. Yeah, that's the point. Like, two years in.
The Chargers get Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah.
Probably.
I mean, but you had to think about
it. I think the Chiefs would at least be like, oh.
That's the point. Like, 2 years in, you feel good about Burrow. You feel good about Herbert. Tua, you're trading him for – you might trade for Davis Mills. Like, I'm not even kidding.
These are the weirdest trades.
Well, I'm just trying to – they're the same draft class. 2 years in, you know what you have in two of the three of them. You don't know what you have in Tua. That's why he's in the list he is. But 1 year
– Herbert is like – he's younger than –
Burrow and Herbert feel established going into year three. Tua does not. Mac Jones is not established because he only played 1 year, and we don't know about the other quarterbacks.
Back to Breach's, when you're doing a franchise quarterback draft, you're starting – all the franchises are starting over, and you're doing a draft. I mean, are we including contracts in this or not?
I don't know.
No. What's your next question? There's no contracts, but just age. But age matters, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, Mahomes is still one, I think.
Mahomes is getting taken before Herbert. So if that's
Mahomes is one and Justin Herbert's two. But that's how close they are for me.
But Breach is taking Burrow.
Herbert is the second guy taking in your franchise quarterback draft?
Uh-huh. What's wrong with that? Who are you taking?
I don't think that's crazy.
Joe Burrow.
Well, that's the same thing. And then, for me, it'd probably be Herbert.
Oh, no, Josh Allen's two, guys. Josh Allen's two.
I might take care. It's close.
No,
I'm taking Josh Allen too.
Josh Allen's too. Josh Allen.
I always said Joe Burrow to push my Bengals. No, I would take Josh Allen at two.
Well, would you? You would if the Bills called the Bengals, were like, "Hey, we'll give you Josh Allen for Joe Burrow." You're saying yes, right?
I would not make the trade, but if I was starting a franchise over and making an objective draft that takes out the Bengals,
See, that's the thing. It's like you can't take the. You can't be like, well, no, we already have Joe Burrow.
You can't have your cake and eat it too, Breach.
Yeah.
Yes, I could do that. I could say I wouldn't make a trade, but I can say if I was starting a franchise over, that Josh Allen would be the second pick in the NFL quarterback draft.
I think you go Mahomes, Allen,
Herbert,
Burrow, Lamar. I mean, Russ and Rodgers and Brady and Stafford are pretty old.
They're all old.
I think Rodgers is an interesting one because he's been playing at such a high level, and he's not. He's only 38. So, like, if you feel like he has five more good years,
he
four more
have 5 years.
What? Three?
And he's so wishy-washy. He can retire in 2 weeks.
2 years ago.
Right, exactly. Get out of here.
Five.
He's crazy.
Well, maybe he'll be reinvigorated playing for your new team.
Yeah, he wants to go to the Texans for five more years. Are you crazy?
Have you ever been to Houston? It's a nice city, Ryan.
It's 1,000 degrees every year, every day.
He's only 38. He might have 15 or 20 good more years left in this.
Hey, Tom Brady has proven that you can play until you're 60.
Tom Brady retired this offseason.
And he's unretired.
Yeah, after his wife kicked him out of the house, he couldn't buy the Dolphins.
Yeah so how's that going to change?
He'll buy the Dolphins next year. Yeah, I think it's Patrick, Josh, Joe. Breach is going with Joe Burrow, but I think normal people are going with Justin.
I think Mahomes and Allen are 1A, 1B.
Who's five, though?
And then Herbert and Burrow are 2A, 2B.
You said Lamar. I think I'm picking Lamar over Dak. I am picking Lamar over Dak as number five.
I think you can consider Russell Wilson over those guys. But
he's too old. Anyone over 32 and a half is out.
What about Deshaun if we take out the
– I'm not even including him because I don't know what he's up to.
What about Kyler?
No, he's.
I told you, Kyler is not. No.
I'll go. I think I'm taking Trevor Lawrence. Maybe
that's fine. Go crazy.
He would have been number. He would have been like number three, before last year.
Yeah.
So I'll buy the dip.
But I was on
Coin Bros. Say, let me guess. Wilson at five is taking Derek Carr.
Six.
I mean, at five, I might even think about taking Dak.
Yeah.
Over Lamar.
He's young.
Would you take him over Lamar?
Probably.
I feel like you have a better chance of fashioning an offense around Dak than Lamar.
What gives you that indication? One won the MVP and the other one couldn't get an 18-yard on 4th and 18 or whatever that play was.
One's coached by Mike McCarthy and one's coached by someone who built an offense around him.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point.
I'm just saying you're not guaranteed that you're going to get the Ravens ecosystem around him.
I get it, but I feel better with Lamar.
Yeah, I mean, I'm Lamar is high up there for me. Maybe the larger point is that with the departure of these, we're not far away from Brady, Rodgers, Stafford, and Wilson being gone. Mm-hmm. We're being so old that they're not quite, what they were before. We do have we have elite quarterbacks, but I mean, it's hard to figure out how you would rank them if you're building a franchise, I think. Okay. I think we did a fairly decent job of ripping apart GLC's tiers.
Maybe in July we can actually do our quarterback draft, the three of us.
Oh yeah, we gotta pre-draft that thing. We still owe Brinson $33.
Oh yeah, you do have $33. Pay up.
Is it with the Venmo you? How's that work?
Brinson on Venmo.
I don't Venmo.
Send it.
I only do cash. I don't trust the system.
That's not true. You on Venmo.
I only do crypto. I just saw that.
It is. Yeah, I only do crypto too.
I just saw that Bitcoin documentary.
$33 worth of Bitcoin.
$33 worth of Bitcoin?
I
might only be worth $16 by tomorrow, so joke's on you.
That's right. That is a good joke.
That's a great joke. All right, that'll do it for the show. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Always a good time here with the Super Friends. For Breach, for Wilson, I'm Brinson. We'll talk to you guys later.
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount+. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.